This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reias.com.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What I'm about to share with you has caused more panic at the IRS than anything that we've seen in years, especially now with Elon applying the pressure. When you see the real numbers behind this forgotten stimulus program and why more than 1 million Americans are being kept in the dark, you'll understand why. Here's the full breakdown. Hey, before we dive in, as I was about to release this, this just broke. DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, just exposed a $4.7 trillion black hole in your taxes.
There is the $4.7 trillion worth of treasury payments that are, quote, untraceable.
Enough to send every household $60,000. That'd be quite the stimulus check, wouldn't it? And here's where it gets wild. Social Security's vampire database, 18.9 million people listed as 100 plus years old, but only 44,000 are deemed alive. Is your dead uncle still cashing checks? Then Biden's $20 million Sesame Street in Iraq.
A lot of questions about how USAID actually spends their money. Our confirmed team went through and looked at line by line. And let me just read through some of these reports that we have found. There was also a claim that $20 million was spent on a Sesame Street show created for Iraq.
Your taxes paid for Big Bird while teachers buy classroom supplies. In Elon's limestone mine shop, feds process retirements by hand in a mine shaft. If the elevator breaks, no one retires. And here's where this is all leading to. Wall Street wants what they're calling a Doge dividend, potentially $5,000 per household in new stimulus funds. With 78 million tax-paying households eligible, this could be the largest stimulus program that we've ever seen. Think about this. For every dollar you pay in taxes, Doge found that 33 cents was being wasted or stolen. That's your money funding things like $50 million for tourism in Tunisia. That's enough to give every teacher in America a $1,500 raise. And millions sent to programs that don't even exist. And weekly cash flights of $40 to $80 million to Afghanistan with zero oversight. The Doge dividend, it's making the rounds on every news source out there. There's a big buzz. And it's not out of the realm of possibility. But here's where this particular stimulus stands right now. Although Elon has expressed openness to this idea, Trump has reserved his endorsement, wary of overpromising before actual savings have materialized. They've got a lot of work to do still. The financial experts, they're warning that these potential future payments, they could be months or years away if they happen at all, because the government's already deep in debt, and any savings will likely go toward extending tax cuts or paying down the national deficit. Meanwhile, there's guaranteed money sitting at the IRS right now, and what I'm about to show you is already approved and waiting for you to claim it. The IRS quietly extended this stimulus deadline to April 15th, 2025, because within hours of an internal document leaked, it was discovered that there are over 1 million unclaimed stimulus checks totaling $2.4 billion.
Because the IRS is giving a gift to some taxpayers to start the new year. It's kind of a gift, right? The agency says it's going to give out special payments of up to $1,400 to about 1 million people who did not claim a recovery rebate credit on their taxes.
And this isn't a tax credit. This is a massive government payback program. And now it's all unfolding. Last month, the IRS began automatic reprocessing of 2021 recovery rebate credits. 1 million Americans were identified as eligible, and the vast majority of eligible Americans are completely unaware. Mass payments right now are ready to be processed, $1,400 per individual. So did you file a 2021 return but skip the rebate credit? If you did, the IRS is depositing $1,400 automatically if they can find you. Check your account now. $2,800 per married couple, $5,600 for a family of four, and up to $7,200 in some cases, and I'll explain. Upon request, money will hit your account within 21 days. And here's what it's for. At the federal level, there are unclaimed recovery rebate credits. Family stimulus payments are still available. And if you had a baby in 2021, instant $1,400 qualification. If you adopted or fostered, same thing, full payment eligible. At the state level, California's active relief programs, payments up to $725 per person, $2,900 payments for a family of four, and wildfire victims get a special extension until October 15th. In fact, California wildfire victims aren't alone. The IRS grants automatic extensions for 2024 disasters in 24 states. So check if your area qualifies. The IRS has a page, FEMA does too, And then your state has the qualification maps on their sites also. And if you lost property value due to these disasters, you might qualify for additional tax relief on your real estate investments. The IRS, they're not advertising this either. And I'll get to more unclaimed stimulus money that you may qualify for in just a second, but even if you weren't affected by natural disasters this year, share these secrets with those who you know that were. Because they're big. For example, if your property loses more than $10,000 in value from disasters, fires, or floods, you can file for immediate tax reduction via county reassessment. You can also defer capital gains taxes if you reinvest insurance payouts into similar properties within 2 to 4 years. And your losses from 2024 and 25 disasters can be applied to 2023 returns for faster refunds. And here's what's crazy. These aren't advertised due to the IRS requires filing within 12 months of the damage. They know most homeowners miss deadlines without proactive guidance. It also requires complex documentation, rarely promoted outside of tax professionals. And most taxpayers assume losses are only deductible in the year that they occur. Not true. And there's more to this IRS madness that you will not believe, and I'll get to that in just a second. But if you live in Colorado, $1,600 for the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights Amendment is available. Tax rebates for married couples, property and rent credits, those are stacking up, and combine these programs for maximum benefit. That's how you get the $7,200. But there's more. New York just proposed $300 to $500 inflation relief checks.
I decided that this money belongs back in the pockets of our citizens. 8.6 million individuals and families will benefit. We need to get this through the legislature, but I'm anticipating these checks to go out as soon as the legislative session is over. Anywhere from $500 for family down to $300 for individuals.
Property tax relief programs have been activated. Housing assistance funds have been unlocked. Plus up payments averaging $1,200 for those with reduced income. These aren't just random payments either. This is a part of the largest stimulus redistribution in American history. And while this is happening, the IRS starts revealing the truth about who really qualifies. Here's what they found. Millions of eligible Americans never claimed their money. $2.4 billion in unclaimed credits just sitting there. Thousands of checks returned undeliverable. Every day, $42 million expires back to the government coffers. Quick question. If someone owed you $5,600, would you A, let it expire, or B, claim it immediately? The government is betting that you choose A, and they're right 97% of the time. The IRS's own data proves that they're counting on you to walk away. But today, we're flipping the script. Think about this. For every day that you wait, $42 million in unclaimed funds vanishes into government pockets. That's your money funding other ridiculous programs that DOGE is discovering, like $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan. $10 million worth of USAID-funded meals went to an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group, Nursa Front, and $25 million to Deloitte to promote green transportation in Georgia. Not the state, the country. $4.67 million to EcoHealth Alliance, one of the key NGOs funding bat virus research at Wuhan Institute of Virology in late 2021. $7.9 million to a project that would teach Sri Lankan journalists to avoid binary gendered language. $1.5 million to promote LGBT advocacy in Jamaica. $6 million to transform digital spaces to reflect feminist democratic principles. $6.3 million to men who have sex with men in South Africa. And another $16.8 million to a separate group in Vietnam for inclusion. And $15 million for oral contraceptives and condoms in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, per non-public congressional funding notice. You get the picture, right? All while you get nothing. And in today's housing market, where every dollar counts towards your down payment or investment capital, leaving this money on the table is like throwing away your shot at real estate wealth. But wait, it gets more interesting, much more interesting. While the IRS admitted in December of 2024, just a couple months ago, that $2.4 billion in stimulus checks went unclaimed, this month's congressional hearing exposed why. The agency prioritized auditing taxpayers over helping them claim what they were owed. Internal documents reveal that 97% of eligible Americans never applied, leaving billions trapped in bureaucratic limbo. The IRS was sitting on billions in unclaimed funds. According to this congressional testimony, through layers of bureaucratic red tape and outdated systems, millions of eligible Americans were never notified. Checks were sent to the wrong addresses and returned. Claims were denied due to technical errors. And get this verified shocker from the hearing. The IRS spent $1.50 for every $1 it recovered through audits. A staggering waste that explains why your stimulus check wasn't a priority. It's no wonder the IRS is on DOGE's hit list. Just like how banks are making it harder to qualify for mortgages, the IRS is making it difficult to claim what's yours. But we can change that. If we don't, all of this money gets silently returned to the Treasury. As the IRS commissioner admitted in the hearing, this isn't about whether the money is available. It's about Americans knowing that they can still claim it. Now, the next phase of this exposure, it's even bigger because additional state programs will be launched in May. The IRS free file system is being upgraded for easier claims. Direct deposit options are expanding. At 9:53 a.m. today, the clock hit 54 days remaining. By tomorrow, another $42 million expires. So the target amount, up to $7,200 for qualified households. That's real money back in your pocket. That's enough for a solid down payment on a rental property in many markets or to kickstart your real estate investing. So here's what you need to do right now. First, check if you filed a 2021 tax return. If yes, your $1,400 might be processing automatically. Use the IRS Where's My Refund portal. It's updated daily with payment tracking for your $1,400. And if no, use IRS Free File. It takes 30 minutes, even with zero income. Need help? IRS certified volunteers offer free filing assistance through VITA TCE programs. No income limit. Number two, if you had life changes in 2021, for example, a new baby, that's $1,400. If you had a drop in your income, that qualifies for a plus-up payment. If you moved recently, check undeliverable payment status. The IRS may have your check. Update your address via Form 8822 to claim it. Number three, the state resident benefits. California, up to $2,900. Wildfire victims, you get extra time. Colorado, $1,600 in the TABOR rebates. And in New York, lawmakers proposed $300 to $500 inflation checks pending legislative approval. But the clock is ticking. Every day, $42 million in unclaimed funds gets wiped off the table. Don't let your share be a part of that number. Because here's the truth. While the IRS needs complicated forms and systems to process your claim, you only need 30 minutes to start and finish your application. And while you're waiting for your stimulus money to process, let me share something even bigger. I've been helping people claim these government programs for years. But you know what's even more powerful than getting back the money you're owed? Creating generational wealth through real estate without all of the headaches. And here's why I'm telling you this now. I'm doing something pretty insane in Vegas here soon. So while the IRS takes their sweet time processing your stimulus claims, I'm literally showing people how to build serious wealth in real estate. We're talking about regular people, just like the ones claiming these stimulus checks who are pulling in $25,000 on their very first deals. And just like how we exposed this $7,200 stimulus secret, I'm exposing every system that's helped my students build million-dollar portfolios without fixing toilets or chasing tenants. And here's the crazy part. If you want to come, we'll fly you out here. Yeah, flight, hotel, on us for two full days. And here's what you get. Complete LLC setup. You get access to up to $150,000 in funding at zero interest. You get my entire playbook for finding hidden deals. And you get 3 months of personal mentoring through your first deals. You can get the full details at intensive2025.com. But just like these stimulus programs have deadlines, this opportunity is extremely limited. We only have 20 spots available, and we're pretty selective about who gets in. So if you've got a 680 credit score or better and a reasonably clean credit history the last 7 years, but more importantly, if you're serious about building real wealth, you need to grab one of these spots now. Because while these stimulus programs are great for getting back what you're owed, real estate is how you build what you deserve. Head over to intensive2025.com for the details. And just like these stimulus programs, this opportunity has an expiration date. So this is your chance. Take it now. All right. I'll see you next time. Take care. And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.